Today in Annapolis, the House of Delegates is expected to vote on a measure that would expand the powers of the state attorney general's office. The resolution would make it easier for the AG to sue the federal government. Current law requires the governor or the General Assembly to agree before the attorney general can bring such a suit. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
Democratic Attorney General Brian Frosch says he needs this change so that he can challenge many of President Donald Trump's policies as quickly as the new president enacts them. At a hearing before the House Rules and Executive Nominations Committee on Friday, Frosch highlighted Trump's controversial ban on refugees and travelers from 7 Muslim-majority nations entering the United States.
If you look at that executive order by itself, I think it demonstrates to you the need for checks and balances. That's one of, I think, 17 executive orders that's been signed in the past 3 weeks. Many of the others threaten Marylanders in different ways.
Frosch said other threats include rollbacks of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Act and changes to environmental protections that could affect the Chesapeake Bay. Frosch can already challenge these policies in federal court if Governor Larry Hogan agrees, but Frosch said speed is an issue. He said he asked Hogan if he could challenge the travel ban on February 1st. According to the Attorney General's office, the governor has not responded to that request nearly 2 weeks later.
Thankfully, the Attorney General of Washington brought suit and asked for injunctive relief for the entire country, and it was granted, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld it. But absent that, it was not clear that that residents of Maryland were going to enjoy those same protections.
A spokeswoman for the governor told the Baltimore Sun last week that Hogan assumed Frosch had moved forward with the lawsuit without the governor's explicit approval. The prospect of expanding the state attorney general's powers for the foreseeable future has been contentious, to say the least.
This resolution tells the attorney general, hey, if you don't like it, go file a suit. What is it? It is pretty much anything from alpha to omega, the beginning and the end.
Republican Senator Robert Cassily from Harford County spoke last week ahead of the Senate's first floor vote on the measure. Republican delegate Herbert McMillan from Anne Arundel County echoed some of Cassily's concerns during Tuesday's debate in the House.
It grants the Attorney General unchecked power, virtually making him a fourth branch of government without legislative oversight.
The Democrat-led Senate and House rushed the legislation through committee hearings and floor votes. Last week, the Senate rejected Republicans' request to delay the bill by a day, something normally considered a common courtesy, and 9 of the chamber's 14 Republicans stormed out during the session. If the House approves it today, it will become law just 12 days after it was first introduced. The measure is a joint resolution rather than a typical bill, meaning Hogan can't veto it. Hogan spokesman Doug Mayer criticized the measure when it was first introduced.
Sadly, this is just one of many ham-handed, overtly political attempts that we've seen over the past 2 years to strip the governor's office of its long-standing authority.
Democrats keep saying that Maryland is unique, that most state attorneys general can sue the federal government when they think it's in the public's interest without getting their governor's or legislature's permission first. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin is a Democrat who sat in the state Senate last year and a constitutional law professor at American University.
In the other states, the attorney general has either been given the power by their legislature or the courts have interpreted that power to vest naturally in the attorney general.
Several Democrats have pointed to the example of Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, a Republican who created a federalism unit within his office specifically to challenge federal policy. Pruitt is perhaps best known for challenging regulations by the Environmental Protection Agency, which Trump has tapped Pruitt to lead. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.